Michigan State Senator Rick Jones. Senator, how are you?
Good morning. Very good.
Wanted to chat with you a little bit about the new fireworks law. I know that you were a supporter of it. There are a lot of folks who have some concerns, especially after somewhat of a challenge 4th of July. I got to tell you, Senator, there was a gentleman who lives behind me where I live out in the Williamston area who was lighting off firecrackers and fireworks during the day, and it made me a little nervous as I had been out camping, and we dropped a little s'mores on the ground and the grass. It was on fire, and the grass started catching fire. We had to put the fire out. If you had it to do all over again, would you change your mind about these new fireworks laws?
Well, you know, I was on the road for 31 years as a police officer, and the fireworks have always been here. But they brought them in from Ohio and Indiana, and they got all the tax dollars. Now Michigan schools and Michigan firefighters will get the tax dollars. You know, Williamston or any other jurisdiction can control the times and the days that they're used.
Well, so what you're saying is you still support this law?
I don't have any problem with it at all. I think that it's brought millions of dollars into Michigan, and I think they should be, that money should be spent in our schools and our firefighters and our police officers instead of those in Ohio and Indiana. But the cities or townships or counties that want to can control the hours. They also can even control the days. They can just make it for the federal holidays and the day of the federal holiday, day before and day after.
What would you think if we find that there are more injuries, that there are more fires, that there's more expense to fire police and ambulances due to the use of these fireworks because of the new law?
I don't believe there were no reports of extra fires for fireworks. I think most of your fires are started with cigarettes thrown out the window into the grass. That's where a lot of them seem to come from. But as far as the injuries, the fact that Detroit media just reported the injuries were no more. They were exactly the same from the year prior. In fact, most of your injuries don't come from the fire crackers. They come from the sparklers that, unfortunately, people let little children run around with, and those injuries count as fireworks accidents.
Senator, there are Democrats who say that the state's Republicans are dragging their feet when it comes to the state getting involved with a program for insurance due to the Obamacare ruling. What do you think about that?
Well, basically, we have a gun to our head. We either put the exchanges in, or it'll probably cost us $150 million when the feds come in and do it and then send us the bill. We have an opportunity to do it with Michigan workers, do it on our own, and then accept money from the federal government. Now, I don't support Obamacare, but the exchange part we may have to put into effect so we don't get fined. We need to protect the Michigan taxpayers, and that's already been passed into law. So it basically all it is like doing hotels.com or Travelocity. It just allows people to go online and
Are Republicans dragging their feet on this from your perspective?
Well, I think they want to wait till after the election. I think they're hoping there will be a change at the presidential level, and that will end Obamacare. I would rather myself just go ahead and put it into effect to avoid any possibility.
All right, thanks, Senator.
That.